Oh, if I could only play the guitar like that, it was just inconceivable to me. At the time, I was playing with a finger pick over my index finger and just slamming away at it. But I guess what I was maybe picking up from Elizabeth Cotton there was her time. And a lot of these people I was listening to had great time. So the feeling of the song was coming through to me, even if I didn't have the technique. I got the picture as far as that timing was something that seemed to come naturally to me. And to me, it's one of the greatest gifts I ever got listening to all this music. And here's another great artist. Another record that I picked up was on a different label than Folkways. This was on a label called Tradition Records, and it was called Folk Music of the Southern Appalachians. And it's it's an instrumental record. And the first person we're going to hear is a man named Hobart Smith, who I later got to meet, a great, great, great musician and character. And let's listen to a thing he calls, I'm jumping the gun here. Let's listen to another great guitarist named Etta Baker. This is on that Tradition record. She came from North Carolina and lived to a ripe old age. I saw her many, many, many years later at Doc Watson's Merle Fest. And my future mother-in-law, who I never unfortunately met, Diane Hamilton, recorded this with Paul Clayton and a very young Liam Clancy on a collecting trip in the Appalachians. So here is Etta Baker with One Dime Blues. The great guitar work of Miss Etta Baker. And on the same Tradition record, folks, music of the Southern Appalachians, here is the equally amazing Hobart Smith with what he calls the Petaroler song. If I can get the machine to work here. That was Hobart Smith there with the Petaroler song on his banjo. And I, as I said, I got to meet him years later at the Club 47 in Cambridge. And he was just a wonderful, amazing man. That record was recorded by Deanne Hamilton and Paul Clayton and a very young Liam Clancy on a field recording trip. A lot of people were doing this at the time. And one of the fellows that really did an amazing job was Mike Seeger. He put together an album of called, I've got the album here in front of me here somewhere, American Banjo in the Scrugg Style. I wish you could see these albums. I've got them strewn about me on the floor here. And all of them are in tatters because I played them over and over again. And Mike Seeger recorded this album of Doc Boggs, and you might be familiar with this song from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
What is this that I can see with eyes and take hold on me? I am death and none can excel. I'll open the door to heaven. Can't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death, oh, death, please spare me over till another year. Oh, death, someone would pray, couldn't you call some other day? Your children's prayed, the preachers preach, time mercy is out of your reach. Fix your feet so you can't walk. I lock your jaw so you can't talk. Close your eyes so you can't see this very air. Come go with me. Death, I come, take the soul, leave the body and leave it cold. To drop the flesh off of the frame, the earth and worm both have a claim. Can't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death, oh, death, please spare me over till another year. Mother, come to my bed, place cold towel upon my head. My head is warm, my feet is cold, death is moving up on my soul. Oh, death are you treating me? You close my eyes so I can't see. You hurt my body, you make me cold. You rule my life right out of my soul. Can't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death, oh, death, please spare me over till another year. Oh, death, please sit at my age. Please don't take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command. If you will move your icy hand. Young, the rich, or poor, all alike with me, you know. No wealth, no land, no silver, no gold, nothing satisfied me but your soul. Oh, death, oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year?
There's Doc Boggs. I don't think anybody would have predicted that to be a hit song. And of course, from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Down from the Mountain is actually the film that did it for that song with Ralph Stanley. That was recorded by Mike Seeger. You might be wondering what you're listening to. Of course, you're listening to Royalton Community Radio. And this program is In It for the Long Run, and my name is Jim Rooney, and this is my long, long musical journey. And right now, this program, I'm taking you back into the late 50s, the mid-50s, when I was discovering this music through the records in a bookstore. This is where you had to find this stuff. It wasn't around. It was hard to find. So I was finding these records on the Folkways label, the Tradition record label, Riverside Records, these small labels that were putting out this amazing music. So I'm going to continue here with Doc Boggs, and this is Pretty Polly.
Come and go along with me. Polly.
Well, that isn't Doc Boggs, that's me. I'm going to let it play. I learned it from Doc Boggs, and I'll play his version after mine.
Before we get married, some pleasure to see. Well, she jumped up behind me, and away we did go. She jumped up behind me, and away we did go. Over the hills and dark valleys below. Well, they rolled over hills and dark valleys so deep. Trusted and then began to weep. Oh, Willie, I'm afraid of your way. Willie, oh, Willie, I'm afraid of your way. The way you are rambling, gonna leave. Well, they went up on a mountain, and what did they spy? Bye.
holy birdie poly, your guess is about right. Holy birdie poly, your guess is about right. I've been working on your grave the long hours of last night. Well, I opened her bosom as white as the snow. I opened her bosom just as white as the snow. I stuck to her heart and her heart's blood did flow. Well, I threw on little dirt, Lord, I started for home. I threw on little dirt, Lord, I started for home. Leaving only the trees and the wild birds to moan. Holy birdie, holy, yonder she stands. Holy birdie, holy, yeah, yonder she stands. The rings on her fingers are lily white hands. The rings on her fingers are shining like gold. Gold rings on her fingers are shining like gold. Gotta see Birdie Polly before she gets too old.
There I am back in 1962 singing Pretty Polly, and this is where I learned it. From Doc Boggs from the Mike Seeger recording. So as you can see, I took off quite a bit with the song, and but this is the original.
Oh, I used to be a rambler, I stayed around in town. I used to be a rambler, I stayed around in town. I courted Pretty Polly, such beauty never been found. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, oh, yonder she stands. With rings on her fingers, now lady, what hands. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, come take a walk with me. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, come take a walk with me. Oh, when we get married, some pleasure to see. He led over hills and valleys so deep. At length, Pretty Polly, she began to weep. Said, oh, Willie, oh, Willie, afraid of your way. Oh, Willie, oh, Willie, afraid of your way. You're minded to ramble and lead me astray. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, you're getting about right. Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly, you guess on my ride. I dug on your grave to third of late night. spy? She went on up his father, and what did she spy? A new dug grave and a spade lying by. She threw arms around him, began for to weep. She threw arms around him, began for to weep. At length, Pretty Polly soon fell asleep.
Doc Boggs with the original of Pretty Polly that I first heard. And as you can see, I